especially in the days before Mammoth Cave became a national park, and even after that, we had always had small caves around that were shown to the public, and they each had their own little unique draw to tourists. But because there were so many of them, the owners of the cave would set up stands along the road and have uniformed men at the stands who would motion you in, you know, and there'd be a big sign, so-and-so cave or whatever, and they would motion you in as though they were really official and give you some sort of spiel about their cave. And in the process, you know, Mammoth Cave is closed. Mammoth Cave is so dirty, you don't want to go in and see that. It's all smoked up by all those years' worth of lanterns. You don't want to go to Crystal Cave because that's so far away. You need to come to my cave, to Great Onyx Cave, or whichever cave it was, you know. And I can get you into a tour. And I know I had one friend who said that he worked at one of those, and he would, he had a fake phone on the back wall, and he would go and pretend to call to Great Onyx Cave and say, I have some people here, can you still get them in on that last tour of the afternoon? And I'll send them right out, you know. So he'd give them an official looking paper and say, now you go right straight there, don't stop at any others, just go right straight there. And so when they'd come, they'd say, Mr. Curd or whoever sent me from the ticket office out here and said you had a reservation for me. Oh yeah, I talked to Mr. Curd myself. Well, of course he hadn't, but you know, but sometimes they'd get really, really wild, and there'd be some hijinks going on. Like, I noticed you mentioned here Floyd Collins' body, you know, being stolen, or Dr. Thomas had it stolen. Who knows? You know, only Dr. Thomas probably knows. Nobody knows now. And thrown over the edge of the bank of the river.
So is that what supposedly happened?
That supposedly happened, yeah.
Tell me that whole story the way you
Well,
heard it.
You know, Floyd Collins was buried, I think he had 5 funerals, but anyway. The first funeral was in the cave when they sealed up the cave with his body in it. And the second funeral was when they got him out and they buried him on a hill above the cave. And then Dr. Harry Thomas, who lived here in Horse Cave and owned Hidden River and Mammoth Onyx Cave, traded with the Collins family, gave them a house and lot in town for Crystal Cave, which was the cave that Floyd had explored and opened and shown himself. And in the process, moved Floyd's body into the main entrance, the main passageway of Crystal Cave. And he was shown to the public. It was a glass-top coffin, and his body was shown to the public. He had been embalmed 2 or 3 times, and so he was well preserved. But at any rate, at one point, his body supposedly, I wasn't around, but supposedly was stolen out of the cave and thrown over the side. And it was alleged that a rival cave owner had done that. And so there was great to-do over getting Floyd's body back and back in the cave, and he again was embalmed and put back on display. And then his last funeral was when the family dealt with the government to remove the body and bury him in the Mammoth Cave Church Cemetery, where he lies to this day, supposedly. We don't think he's moved again. but the man, you know, was part of the cave wars and a big part of the lore around him.